Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's recite Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, if we look into the Quran, we'll find that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned multiple stories, many stories of the prophets from before. And one story that we'll find is about the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, quite frequent in the Quran. And we need to also understand that, you know, when Quran mentions an incident or a story, it's not just to say a story, but there is a lesson in it. There is a guidance for me and you in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention each and every minute details of the story. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentions those parts of the story which is relevant to us and which will be relevant till the end, and from where we could take guidance, we can take some lessons. In a similar manner, we find the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The ayah that I've just recited, that is just the one ayah from many verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What had happened was, once Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was giving a khutbah, he was delivering a khutbah, and he was asked a question, that who is the biggest alim? Who is the biggest alim? Who has got the most amount of knowledge? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave the right answer. He said, I am the biggest alim, because he was the Prophet of Allah. So there's nothing wrong in it. He said, I am the biggest alim. I am the Nabi of Allah. I am the Prophet of Allah. So the answer in itself was right. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like the way he answered the question. Allah did not like it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, that there is a servant of ours. He possesses a different kind of knowledge than you. A different kind of knowledge. And who is it? Khadr alayhi salam. Obviously, we won't go into the detail of it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then directed Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to Khadr alayhi salam, that you should go to that servant of ours and learn some knowledge from him, who has got a different kind of knowledge than you. You've got the ilm al-sharia, he's got the ilm al-takwini. So Musa alayhi salatu wa salam then was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to Khadr alayhi salam. Now, on the way, or when he reached, or when he found Khadr alayhi salatu wa salam, he asked him a question. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, that can I follow you? هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. Can I follow you? Can I accompany you? Can I be with you so that you can teach me from the guidance that you've been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the knowledge that you've been taught, you've been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can you teach me some knowledge? Can you give me some ilm? So Khadir alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, you won't be able to remain patient with me. You won't be able to remain patient with me. The reason was that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously he was the Nabi of Allah, when he would see anything wrong, apparently, he would go and stop that. Why are you doing this? So he wouldn't be able to bear patience. So that's what Khadir alayhi salam said, oh Musa, you won't be able to bear patience with me. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Insha'Allah, satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin, that you'll find me, if Allah wills, by the command of Allah, from those who bear patience. So see, this shows the tawadu' and, you know, the humility that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had got in him. He didn't say out of pride that, who are you to tell me that I won't be able to bear patience? I'm the Nabi of Allah. He didn't say any of those words. He said, Insha'Allah, I will be from those who bear patience. Nonetheless, they carried on with their journey. They started their journey, Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam. Now, on the way, there were three incidents that took place that gives us many, many lessons. So I would just like to first, you know, today, I would just like to focus on the last one. So the first incident that happened was that there was a boat that Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam damaged it. And then the story carries on. The second incident was there was a boy that Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam killed him by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was a reason and a hikmah and a wisdom in it. The third incident that happened was, as they were walking on the way, They reached a town. Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam had a student with him, Yusha bin Nun, who later on also becomes a prophet. So when they were walking on the way, they reached a town and they became hungry, so they wanted food. So they requested the people of the town to give them some food. Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam, the people denied it. They didn't give them any food. They didn't give them any food. So they denied to host Musa and Khadir alayhi salam. When they denied it, what had happened was that there was a wall in that same town. The people of those town who, you know, who's just denied the food to Musa and Khadir alayhi salam, that wall was about to fall. It was about to fall. So what Musa alayhi salam did was, Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam made that wall straight. He repaired that wall. He stopped it from falling, so he repaired it. Upon seeing this, Musa alayhi salam could not bear patience. He said, oh Khadir, what have you done? These people have not given us food, and you've done a favor to them. You could have charged a fee for it. You could have charged something if you wanted to do this favor to them. You could have charged some fee for it, and that money would be able to buy a food with it. So these people did not give us food, and then you are offering them, you're doing them this favor. Why are you doing this? So obviously then, Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam said, didn't I tell you that you won't be able to bear patience? And then obviously their ways departed. But then the reason and the wisdom Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, this is what I wanted to mention today. Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam said, the reason I made this wall straight was because beneath this wall, there was a treasure that belonged to two orphans. There were two orphans whose father had passed away, and he had left behind some treasures for their kids, for their sons, for their children. And there was a fear that if this wall would fall, the people would just take away that treasure and they would lose their wealth, they would lose their treasure that the father had left behind. So that's why I made this wall straight, so that these orphans, when they become mature, they'll be able to get the treasure that their father had left behind. Subhanallah. What do we learn from this? Ulama scholars mention there's a big lesson, the beautiful lesson that we can learn from this. That see, if we fix our matters with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not just make arrangements for us whilst we are alive, but He'll make those amazing arrangements even after we have left this world. Even when we leave this world and we go away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make sure that our next generation, our children, our great-grandchildren, they will be on the right path. But when we fix our matters with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. That's one lesson that we learn. Another lesson that we learn is that, you know, this treasure that was beneath this wall, obviously it was gold, and in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, there are seven things which are mentioned there, and it says that there was a tablet. Beneath this wall, there was a tablet which had inscribed in it 7 points of wisdom. 7 points of wisdom for the children. And those 7 points of wisdom are amazing. Today we don't have that much time. We'll just go into the first one. The first one which was inscribed on it was after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And it says in that tablet, عَجِبَ لِمَن يُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدَرِ فَكَيْفَ يَيْأَسُ. So their father had written a will, a wasiyah, or a wisdom for their kids. And it says that how can a person bring iman on taqdeer and then become despondent? How can a person bring iman on taqdeer and then lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As believers, we all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all believe in taqdeer. We all believe in destiny. We all believe that everything has been written down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't mean that we should not make effort. But what it means is that if we're going through any difficulty, if we are going through any hardship, Allah knows about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about this difficulty that I'm going through. So there is khair in it. There is goodness in it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for me. It could be that I don't understand now, but it could be that in future I will realize, oh, this is the hikmah and this is the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept in that difficulty. So the first point that was mentioned there was that how can a person bring iman and taqdeer and then lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So as believers, we should never lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We carry on, you know, we make our efforts, but our yaqeen and belief should be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so merciful, He gives us this opportunity over and over again to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you know, this month is the month of Sha'ban. Just a few weeks and then we'll enter in the month of Ramadan. These days are very, very blessed days. So in these days we should try our best to prepare for the month of Ramadan. We should look forward for the month of Ramadan and prepare spiritually in it that, you know, our recitation of the Quran should now increase. We should even be, you know, more regular and punctual with reading salah in the masjid. See, we have to pray salah, 5 times salah, but we should now even be more punctual of coming to the masjid quite frequently and reading our salah in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon this. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhir da'wan, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.